Hello again. Welcome to Seven Laws Blog UK podcast. I'm David, or otherwise known as Hesed Yahu. Just a little disclaimer for now. Sometimes when I do these podcasts, you may hear noise in the background. Hope it doesn't put you off too much. I'm a family guy. Sometimes I don't get enough time to polish everything, make it nice sounding with noise removal and all that. But I still think it's okay to record these articles just to make it easier or more accessible for those, for the few that, you know, happen upon my blog. So here's the article that I'm going to read. It's called How I Know God Exists. Hopefully you get something out of it. So, How I Know God Exists. Someone asked the question, how do you know God exists? I wrote a summary of an answer. I hope you don't mind me sharing it here. How do I know that God exists? 1. The impossibility of the contrary. All knowledge, truth, and morality claims would be fatally undermined without his existence. All such claims would be reduced to subjective brain fizz, biochemical reactions. There is no knowledge, truth, or morality to biological reactions. 2. The universe must have had a beginning as eternal universe. An eternal universe is impossible. That's a universe that goes on forever and ever and ever. That such universe is impossible. Everything that has a beginning must have had an adequate cause. As the universe encompasses matter, energy, space, and time, then the cause must be beyond those entities. Thus, a first cause is needed. As God can mean a supernatural entity who controls nature, therefore, God is the necessary cause of the universe. Number three, the national tradition of Israel, or otherwise known as the Kuzri argument. The national history of Israel speaks of an event in their history where God spoke to around 3 million people who also witnessed a divine event. The fact that this is the sole and dominant history of Israel and was passed down from the obscure recesses of history until now, all other explanations fail. 4. The existence of life. There is no naturalistic explanation for the existence of life or its origin. Atheistic stories about life coming from dead rocks and a sterile universe has no experiential evidence at all. So these atheistic stories about, you know, dead rocks and a sterile universe creating life have no experiential evidence at all. Life comes from life. The origin of life couldn't come from intelligence alone, and it couldn't come from dead nature alone. 5. The complicated nature of life and biological organisms and the existence of information in life. Just as computer code or linguistic codes don't have and can't have a naturalistic non-intelligent source, biological code doesn't have and cannot have a naturalistic non-intelligent source. This is because the information is not simply an arrangement of molecules, like the repetitive order of ice or water molecules in snow. When a person writes intelligible characters on paper, the information is not the molecules of ink, and it's not the composition of the paper. It's not even the ink on the paper. Natural forces can only deal with those aspects, matter and energy, the molecules and the composition. But information is the imposition of intelligence on the natural, something that is not simply matter or energy. Therefore, the information part of life is not simply matter and energy, and the complicated nature of biological life cannot have a naturalistic, non-intelligent source like mindless natural forces. Those are some of the ways I know God exists. I know God exists in the same way I know truth exists. Some may say it's a matter of belief and not knowledge. I don't share those views. In fact, God existing means that he is more real than me, since he would have an independent existence upon which the existence of the universe depends. He has to exist for me to exist. I don't have to exist, but he must exist in order for me to exist. Therefore, God is more real than I am. So that's the article. Some, I feel like I can expand on some of those parts too. Take for instance. In part 5, I was talking about the complicated nature of biological life. We know from experience, that if somebody told you that a non-intelligent, that essentially means a stupid thing, created a car, or even wrote down a sentence, if somebody made that claim that something without intelligence created something complicated, especially something that's, again, has information within it or a design, then we know that such a claim would be false. Or I know. No, you speak for myself. I know such a claim would be false. Somebody says a stupid person built a car, I would say, no, you're lying. In the same way, the interconnected complexity of the body, or the human body, and everything within it, things that human intelligence struggles to comprehend, for someone to say that such a thing came from a stupid, mindless, unintelligent force is beyond belief. It goes to ridiculous. Yeah. So I think, I'll leave it there for now. And thank you once again for listening to my, I call it a podcast. It's just me reading my articles. But hey, everything has a beginning, right? So thanks for your time. Hope you enjoy your day. Thank you very much.